Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through women's circles and through the one-on-one 10-week program. So if you're interested in knowing more about these offerings, you can check out my website, womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. I want to start today's episode by asking you, does your mother often compare you to others to make you feel less than enough? Does she speak badly to you about your other parent, maybe when they're not present? Have you noticed your narcissistic mother being in the middle of every relationship you have with other family members, like siblings, could be cousins, you name it? So if you've answered yes to any of these, what you may be experiencing is called triangulation. And rest assured, you're not alone in this. I can tell from my own experience, I can tell you in my own family, I've witnessed multiple aspects of this very dynamic, and I truly get how intense it is to be sucked into that. There was no relationship in my family that was not fully a triangulation. Every single one. So I really get it. And it's something that I see with my clients all the time. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you have heard me mentioning triangulation often when referring to the many ways a narcissistic mother can act. You know, it's one of the signs when you go, okay, what are the signs your mother is a narcissist? Well, triangulation, if she does that, that's it. That's one of the signs. It's one of the things you may have experienced again and again and again without even knowing what it is. Triangulation is, in fact, one of a narcissistic mother's favorite tactics, of course, with devastating effects. So for this reason, it's important to understand it and to know how to protect yourself from it. So today I'm going to talk about the signs of triangulation, 14 signs that actually can help you recognize it and understand that that's what you're experiencing with your narcissistic mother. And the number one defense you have to protect yourself from it. But let's start first with what triangulation is, just in case you've only come across the term now for the first time and you don't know what it is. Like when I first came across the term, I actually had a very limited understanding of what it was. There's quite a bit involved in what triangulation can be. It's not just, oh, talking bad behind the back. That's actually what I thought it was at first, but there's loads more. So let's get into that. So triangulation happens when a third person is somehow brought into a relationship dynamic between two people. So in itself is not necessarily a negative thing by definition. But today, what we're talking about is triangulation as a manipulation tactic used by a narcissistic mother to create chaos and to control people the way she wants to get her needs met. With triangulation, a narcissistic mother brings a third person into the conversation, pitting the two people against each other. So this third person that's brought in is being put against you in some way. This third person can be real and close to you. Like, for example, a sibling in a family dynamic is very, very, very common that triangulation happens between a narcissistic mother and her different children, so that you may have experienced that with your siblings if you have any siblings. Or the third person can be someone you don't even know, all the way to be a completely invented person, like someone that actually doesn't even exist. Lies, in fact, are a very common aspect of triangulation. Your narcissistic mother can easily lie about facts involving this third person, about the things she reports they may have done or said, in order to stir the conversation the way she wants. So this manipulation tactic is called triangulation because you can literally picture it like a triangle, where the narcissistic mother is at the apex and you and the other person are at the bottom corners. She orchestrates the back and forth between the two people, withholding information, lying and creating discord so she can be in control. The two people she involves will get different versions of the story in a way that puts them against each other and that puts the narcissistic mother as the one ally to go to for each of the two people, or for you anyways. So here are some examples of the most common situations where a narcissistic mother can use triangulation to control you. So see, like again, take what serves you, leave the rest. You may have experienced some of these, maybe only one particular of these will jump out at you, or maybe you've experienced many of these, like in my case, I've seen, I can't say I've seen it all, but I've seen a lot of it in my family, a lot of it. So between you and your siblings, as we mentioned, this is something quite common within a narcissistic parent, a narcissistic mother, narcissistic family environment. Treating the children differently, comparing them with one another, and gossiping with each about the others. So coming to you, oh, you wouldn't believe what your sister just said or did. Oh, do you know that that's what your sister thinks about you? Oh, you can't really go talk to your sister about this because you should really talk to me. She wouldn't understand. And then she'll go on and think whatever. And then. So your mother putting herself in a place of, you come to me and talk to me while I am reporting about your siblings, whatever I think I need to tell you. Presumably to support you and help you, but actually ultimately to create discord. And also under the whole thing of triangulation goes the dynamic of golden child, scapegoat child, and invisible child. Those dynamics are created by the mother triangulating and treating the children differently, comparing them with one another, and talking about each child with the other. Another place where triangulation can happen is between you and your partner. So you could, this could be your partner, could be your husband, could be anyone that you have brought home that is somehow an important person for you in your life. And your mother can put herself between you and your partner, inventing things and reporting things that they may have said or done with the purpose of creating discord, placing herself as the only one who is on your side. Or indeed, she could actually be on the side of your partner and trying to befriend them, pitting your partner against you. So, both ways. Another situation where she can triangulate is between you and your children, getting in the way of your relationship with them, maybe by trying to get them on her side or talking bad about your rules as a mother and so on. Maybe when they were young children, so if they are young children, she can sort of get in the way, like kind of being the I have an episode on the narcissistic grandmother that you can go and listen to. But so that explains all the different dynamics, but she can get in the way that way. And also when they're grown up, especially if you're beginning to set your boundaries, if you're actually, maybe you want to go no contact, or maybe you want to have less contact and you have grown up children that still talk to your mother, that still engage with her, she can use that situation to triangulate and somehow create discord between you and your children. She can triangulate between you and your other parent. And this can go all the way to parental alienation. Again, I have an episode. You can listen to episode 9, How to Recognize Parental Alienation by Your Narcissistic Mother. But parental alienation is when one of the two parents, so in this case, you have a narcissistic mother, so the other parent gets completely cast out of the family, and what you get reported about your other parent is always so, so negative that you end up not even wanting to be in their presence, wanting to have no contact with them. But it's only off the back of the reports that your mother has given you. It's not actually based on necessarily on facts that you can verify or that have happened to you directly. It's just out of whatever your mother has been telling you and feeding you. So especially when parents are divorced, that this can be a dynamic that happens. But this can also happen when in a family where the parents are still together, and you get all these reports about your other parent from your mother, constantly talking bad about them or saying things that they may have said about you, or, oh, I'm gonna tell you what your father really thinks about what you're doing. You know, I'm on your side, but he's really against what you're doing, so you should change it or you should do better or whatever. Things like that. Another situation that I've seen very, very often where your mother can triangulate is between you and your friends. Like, for example, that best friend that you always bring home, or maybe that you used to bring home when you were a teenager or something like that. I've seen that so often, going to my friends' families actually, and in front of my best friend, their mother just using comparison between the two of us all the time, and just go, oh, you should really be like she is, or you should really, you know, how much makeup you have on your face, you should really be like her. And I was, in that moment, I was the one that was used for the triangulation. I wasn't actually the daughter, but it was really still quite intense to witness. And you can have a mother that tries to sow seeds of discord between you and your friend, or that she tries to become friend with your friend in order to sort of separate you. You know, the whole divide and conquer kind of. This is what triangulation is really. It's a divide and conquer tactic. She can triangulate between what you say or do and what any other person she brings into the conversation says or does. So it's about comparing, using comparisons to make you feel bad about yourself, to make you feel in the wrong, to convince you that her point of view is the best. And she brings a third person in the conversation to do that. This can be someone she met at the gym, who looks fitter than you in her opinion. So she goes, oh, you know, I met that girl in the gym, and oh, she trains so much more than you do, and she looks so much better. You should really do that, making you feel like unfit or uncomfortable in your body and bad about yourself. Or it could be a celebrity. She could just actually refer to someone that is like a celebrity, so she doesn't know them, but she just decided that that person is useful for her to compare you to this person. Someone maybe that's doing better than you in life, in her opinion. Or it could be someone, again, that you've never met, and they may not even be a real person. And she could also rope into the conversation a person of influence, like a doctor, for example, to convince you that there's something wrong with you. This can work really well when she's trying to gaslight you. And then, you know, she could tell you are too sensitive. Maybe you have issues, or you may have some mental disorder. You may be the one that has issues. And then she brings in some opinion of some doctor she's spoken to that confirmed when she reported your behaviors, this doctor confirmed that she's right and whatever. Like, she could do that, or she could bring in someone high in your spiritual community, going all the way to spiritual abuse by trying to convince you of things using someone else's opinion. There's an episode on this, 11 signs you are experiencing spiritual abuse by your narcissistic mother, and 5 steps to help you with it, and you can go listen to that. I'm going to put all these episodes I'm referring to, I'm going to put the link in the description of this episode. So if you feel called to one of them, you're like, oh yeah, I really want to go deeper on this topic, you can just go down to the description and afterwards go directly to that. Another form of triangulation, and the last one just of these examples, is that everyone who she can bring into the conversation to support her opinion and to compare you to, in order to make you feel less than enough, in the wrong, and therefore more controllable. That's what triangulation is really. So every situation that you can add to this list where she's bringing someone in, making you feel worse about yourself in some way, and making you feel also like she's the only one you can talk to. That's another point of triangulation. It's like she coordinates the conversations from this apex place of the triangle between you and other people. Whether you know them or not, it doesn't matter, but she's the go-to. So instead of going directly to the other person and verify and maybe talk directly to them, which would put the narcissistic mother out of control, you end up feeling like you can only go to her to talk about this, and that's what she wants. So these are some examples of typical triangulation situations. Share with me if you have experienced any of this, or if you have, of course, share with me your own experience if it's different from any of this. And maybe you're in the middle of it right now, and listening to this has made you realize, oh wow, yeah, that this is really what's happening to me on a regular basis. So share that with me. You can send me an email at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me, and I'll be happy to respond. So here are some of the main signs to support you recognizing triangulation. We're gonna go through the 14 signs now of how this may be happening to you right now, or also how this may have happened to you in the past, like growing up, in your life growing up, you could look back and go, oh wow, this actually used to happen to us in the family all the time. These were the family dynamics all the time, and whoa, my mother was actually at the top of this, coordinating all of it. So you may be in the middle of it at this right moment, or you may recognize it from your past. So triangulation is happening if your mother needs to get you alone to speak about things regarding others, you know, like siblings, we said your partner, your other parent. If she has this tendency to try and put you in situations when you are alone with her, she wouldn't talk about these things, obviously, in front of everyone in the family or at the dinner table, if it's about someone that is involved in there. If she needs to go, okay, I will go for a walk together, or she'll get you in the kitchen on your own, or she try to bring you out for coffee on your own to talk about other family members. That is triangulation. If she makes you feel like you're the only one she's sharing secrets about others with, you know, this is like, I remember this was something in my family happened all the time. They nearly make you feel special for being involved in it. Like you are the only one, I'm telling you. I'm only telling you this. I remember I used to get this all the time. I'm only telling you this because I know you can get it, because you're the most mature between the two people, so I can tell you this. And of course they were saying the same thing to the other person. But I didn't know that at the time. And I was only a child, or I was only a young teenager, and I used to fall for it so much. And it created so much discord. It was really hard to intense to live, for sure. So that's the thing, getting you, lure you into their gossip. Another sign is if she often compares you to others, making you feel less than. We said that before. So when she uses comparisons to others to put you down, that's triangulation. There you go. Another sign is if she constantly brings you to question yourself, making you feel she's the only one in the family who will tell you the truth about everything, about everyone, and the only one who you can trust above all others. When she's pitching herself up as the savior, the one that understands you better than anyone else. You're the only one she can speak to. You have this special relationship that she doesn't have with your other siblings, for example. Oh, I mean, I could never talk to your brother about this, but I can definitely do this with you. Or I can't even talk to your father about this. I couldn't. You can understand me. You are my friend, kind of situation. If you have always seen differences in the way she treats you and your siblings, so that's another, as we mentioned already, is a sign of triangulation. The whole golden child, scapegoat, invisible child dynamic, her treating children differently, and you've observed that. And you have seen how she would be the coordinator of how this happens. No one is born a scapegoat or a golden child, it's someone makes them that. And that's the narcissistic mother in this case. Another sign is if your needs are compared to what other people in the family think is important. This is again something I've seen so often in my own experience. Like I wanted to do something, I have a very deep need to do a certain type of work in my life, or to go to a certain college, or to do certain things, and it'd be like, ah, oh, but I don't know, your grandmother doesn't think that's a good idea, or your father will surely be disappointed if that is what you think you want to do. Always coming from a person that is not actually the person your needs are being compared with, like it's that person isn't even involved in the conversation. They mightn't even think that at all, but this is what you get reported. Another sign is if you've often noticed how different people involved, including you, got a different version of all the stories, all reported by your narcissistic mother. So if you actually ended up talking to these other people, you would find that the stories that they were told were not even similar to the one you were told. It was like there were quite big differences in the whole thing, and obviously very important differences. Number 8, if you've noticed, your mother often lies about others to you and also about you to others. Lies are part of triangulation. And again, it's part of those stories being different, all the versions being different. A lot of lies are involved in that. It's not just she's just forgotten a detail and that was just coincidental. She omitted details and she also outright lied about things on purpose. Another sign is if your narcissistic mother idolizes others, making you feel bad and in the wrong. So I have an example of this. My grandmother, who is a narcissistic mother towards her daughter, has like this friend that is roughly about my mother's age. And my grandmother will talk wonders about this friend and how this friend's career and how she's so great and how she's so helpful and how she does all these amazing things. And it's always, always to put my mother down. Even though it mightn't be explicitly expressed. If you've been in that dynamic, if you've been through that dynamic, you know how it feels to be at the receiving end, to be the one that hears all these amazing things about this person. And then there's the odd, oh, you should really talk to her because you may learn something, or oh, if only she had been my daughter. You know, like you get these like jabs in the middle of it, and that's triangulation. Number 10, if most of the things she says about others are unverifiable, that's another thing. You may notice that she's reporting all this stuff, but actually there's nowhere you can go and test the facts that she's reporting. Another sign is if you find yourself being jealous or even hating someone you've never even met before. This is a sign of triangulation. You've been compared to that person so much, or this person has been obviously reportedly saying so many bad things about you or whatever, that you're like actually hating someone. You don't even know what they look like. I've had that. That has happened to me when my mother near adopted this other girl. We were living in different countries at the time already, and all I was hearing was reports sort of similar to the example that I made of my grandmother with my own mother. This time it was my mother with me, but she would always talk about this girl and how she was so great and she was riding all the horses and she was so brilliant and she was doing all these things and this girl this and this girl that. And I had never even met this girl, which afterwards I actually ended up meeting her. She was a lovely, lovely person. But this happened afterwards. But in the moment, I actually remember I really hated her. It's like, what the hell? Like, what is she so amazing? Like, all this nonsense constantly reported to me, like to make me feel like I'm a piece of crap. And this girl is like on this pedestal. So there was actually jealousy and hating a person that had done absolutely nothing to me. Absolutely nothing. She had no intention of ever hurting me or ever doing anything to me, but only because my mother was playing this game. I know there's been another situation of where she's just stepped in and completely destroyed a relationship between myself and a very, very dear friend of mine. Completely. Like, we actually weren't just friends. We were very good friends and we were also working together and creating quite an incredible business together, and she managed to triangulate her way. In the end, the whole thing just fell apart because of all the reports that I was getting of what this person was saying and doing behind my back, supposedly, and this and that. And at the time, I was very young and I had no idea that this was even a thing. And of course, I trusted. My mother has always put herself in a position of being so like my ally, and like she was the only one I could go to, the only holder of the truth, the only person I could rely on. Although, of course, she was emotionally very abusive, but there was this like enmeshment, and I had to trust her always. I was used to that. That was the only way I was relating with her. So I never verified anything, and I just went with what she said, and with devastating consequences. So that's triangulation. We're at the last three signs. So number 12, if in an argument with you, your mother will only report what others think about this thing that you're saying, if their opinion supports hers. So she will only use the opinion of others and what others think if they're in support of what she, of her agenda, of whatever it is that she wants to convince you of. Number 13, if when you try to object, you got told that you're too sensitive or paranoid. So if you actually faced it and went, look, I know what you're doing and I feel like you're just lying to me, or you're just saying things just to hurt me, or like, ah, you know, you're always the same, just so sensitive, or I think you're just paranoid, you don't know what you're talking about, you don't know the full truth, I know the full truth. And so again, making you feel like gaslighting you into believing that the problem is you and is not actually what she's doing. And then the last thing, if there's been triangulation, if you've been subjected to flying monkeys, okay, that is a form of triangulation too, as those people are a third person that's brought into the dynamic, and they're being influenced and brainwashed by your narcissistic mother to be turned against you and to be supporting her point. So she has triangulated there, telling them lies about you and then making them come to you to convince you maybe to get back into contact, or to convince you to do whatever, or to make you feel bad about whatever choices and whatever decisions you're making that may be different from what your narcissistic mother wants. So there you go. That was a lot. But it is such an important thing, because it's important to recognize it, and it happens all the time. It's like, that's literally one of the things that a narcissistic mother does a lot. So it's really important to get all the different aspects. And I'm sure I've even left some signs out of it, but these are definitely the main ones. So does any of this sound familiar to you? How have you experienced triangulation with your mother? I brought you a couple of examples from my own personal experience. Share your experience with me, or maybe any questions even on this you may have. You can do it in the comments, or you can send me an email at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me, and that's the surest way for me to definitely read it. I do try my best to read comments, but sometimes some just go unnoticed. So if you want me to have it and read it, sending me an email is the best way. So with all that said, what is the number one defense you have against triangulation? So we talked about the signs, we talked about the possible scenarios. Now, what is the number one defense? Now, and by that, I am referring to what you can do right now in your present life if you're still experiencing this with your narcissistic mother. Of course, if when I was going through the different signs, you've recognized that your mother has done this in your past, and of course, if you have a narcissistic mother or a mother with narcissistic tendencies, high chances you have experienced a great deal of triangulation in your childhood, which is a traumatic experience for sure. So if you've recognized that from your past, well, then the work for that is a little different, as in you need to go and unpack the trauma that those experiences brought. This may have brought, you know, like you to feel not enough, to feel like you're always in the wrong, to feel unconfident about your voice, about your decisions, about your feelings, about what you want to do. There's a ton of things, unconfident about your body and so on. Like, this can actually have brought all sorts of impacts in your life, and it's too many to actually cover them all. Actually, it's literally going through a lot of the episodes that I've done already that address the different things that you may feel. Now it's what you're experiencing as a result of how your mother has behaved in their past, and triangulation was a big part of it for sure. So this is a different thing. What I'm giving you today as the number one defense is to stop the triangulation as a manipulation tactic from your narcissistic mother in your life right now. So not all the trauma and all of that from your past, but actually she still does it. If she still does it with you now, if she's still creating discord with your siblings now, if she's still bringing people in to compare you with now, if she's still trying to put discord between you and your father or your other parent, between you and your partner, between you and your children that are grown up, and she's still doing that. So your number one defense right now, that's what I'm sharing with you now. So let's get to that. Granted that becoming aware of this dynamic is the first step, and you're doing it. I mean, you're listening to this episode. I've tried to put in this episode as much information as possible for you to get a very clear picture of what triangulation is. So you need to know what you're up against to do something about it. But beyond this, so beyond becoming aware, which you're already doing, the number one defense is not engaging. Not engaging. And I know it's like, but this is way, like, I mean, is that just that? Is this all you're going to give me? It sounds super simple as a thing to say. It's actually not very simple as a thing to do. It requires practice, because a narcissistic mother can be, as we said, she can really have this way to drag you in. And especially if she's done it with you all your life, like it was with my mother. I was so used to this. And in my family, since I was a child, that was the only dynamic. I actually thought that that's just how families were. Very unsafe places where if you said something to one person, everyone else knew, and that you were reported all these things about everyone else constantly, and it was all these weird triangles intersecting with each other. It was like very messy. So when you think that that's the only way, and you grew up like that, to get to the point of not engaging can require a little bit of practice, but it is super powerful. Your narcissistic mother, as we said, would try to rope you into every sort of three people dynamics. Your best defense is to notice when it happens and not engage. Say no. No, I won't talk about that person with you. No, I won't listen to that. I don't want to hear what that person thinks about my job. I don't want to hear what that person thinks about such and such thing. No, I will not talk about my sister, my brother, my husband, my daughter, my dad, whatever, fill in the blank, with you. I am not going to discuss my relationship that I have with them with you. Let's talk about the weather. But I'm not going to talk about my sister with you. Whatever she has to say, even if she's going, oh, but I have to tell you stuff that is really important for you to know, is not worth listening to. Even if she makes it sound super relevant and interesting, like a secret she's only telling you because you are the only one that can understand, or because she's trying to be super helpful. Even if she's saying that you really must hear this, that it will make all the difference to you and all that, it's not true. It's simply not true. It's not worth listening. All she's trying to do is to divide and conquer. All she's trying to do is to create discord, control you, control the other person. It's not worth listening to. It's only going to create hurt. If there is something that needs to be cleared up with that other person, go to that other person direct. Go to your sister or your brother or your other parent and talk to them. Face them on whatever the thing was. But don't do it through your narcissistic mother, because that's not going to be helpful. If she truly wanted to help, actually, she would stay out of it and she would tell you to go talk to the other person involved. That would be very helpful. But she's not going to do that. She is always going to try to put herself in the middle. So you need to set boundaries that make it clear you're not going to engage in any gossip. You're not going to engage in any conversation that involves a third person that is not present in the room. I won't discuss that with you. If you insist, I will end the conversation. I won't discuss my sister with you. If you continue, I will call her immediately and we'll tell her together. That is one good way to stop any conversation, you know, to not engage. If you need a boundary, involving the other person directly when possible is a sure way to silence any gossip. Because as we said, she's going to try to get you alone to tell you things about this third person that she wants to triangulate with, to bring that person in the conversation. She's never going to do that when that person is present, because otherwise all lies would be exposed. And the different versions of the stories that she's been giving the people would be compared. So this would expose your mother for the orchestrator she is, and she doesn't want that. So the narcissist using triangulation never wants her game uncovered, of course. And as we said, that's why she constantly tries to get you alone. So offering to involve the other person as a consequence when you set your boundary will stop her. Of course, she may say that by doing that, you would only make things worse, but you know that that's not true. It may make things worse for your narcissistic mother, as in her game would be exposed, but not for you and the other person involved. It's only going to make things better, because if the lies are exposed, then you're actually probably going to have a very good clearance conversation with the other person involved. Once you remove your mother out of the picture, you might actually see that all the discord, all the contrast had no point in even being there. I've seen that so many times, again, in my family and with clients that come in with issues with their siblings and stuff. Once they remove the narcissistic mother out of the conversation, all of a sudden, there was no issue at all. It was something that would have been easily solved with like one chat. So, first and foremost, do not engage. Set boundaries not to engage. That is the one way. And I know that sometimes it's really difficult. I know that sometimes you really want to engage. You want to get in. You want to hear what they're going to say. You want to know. And it may feel easier to ask your mother about what your siblings are thinking, or to ask your mother about what other people are thinking, because, you know, she has put herself in that position and she's made you believe it's easier, but it's not. That is only going to create discord. That is only going to create hurt and all sorts of problems. Go directly to the people as much as possible and don't engage. So setting boundaries not to engage is the starting place. And of course, we've talked about boundaries. There are a couple of episodes on boundaries on this podcast. If you go about a couple of episodes ago, I did put out two big episodes on boundaries. And also, if you haven't already, you can download the free roadmap to boundaries setting. It's a tool for you to use when you want to set boundaries. Gives you like a very clear and easy step-by-step process to set your boundaries. So the link is in the description of this episode that you can go on and download it for free right now. And you can start using that. You can literally use that to create scenarios or to hypothetically go through scenarios where you would need to set boundaries not to engage in this gossip, so that when it happens, you have it ready because you've practiced. So go ahead and do that now. So we said first and foremost, don't engage. Let's recap. Not engaging is essential. It's your number one defense against triangulation of any kind. No, I don't want to hear what the person in the gym is doing about their fitness regime. No, I don't want to hear what my uncle's opinion is about my job. No, I don't want to hear what my sister said yesterday when she was with you. No, I don't want to hear what my other parent has done. No, I don't want to hear what the dog did yesterday. I don't want to hear anything about anyone else that is not in this room right now as we're having this conversation. If you do that, I'm going to stop this conversation. Or I'm going to just make sure I call this person and verify everything that you're telling me. And I'll do that right now. That's your boundary and your number one defense. Try your best to verify with the other person when available. So if you have been told things and you haven't managed to actually stop the conversation on time and you've been given stuff, don't believe those facts, go verify with the other person. And again, the verifying with the other person can be used as a consequence, because that is a sure way to stop your mother from talking. If comparison is done, remember that there's no truth in any of what she says. In those comparisons, like, there's nothing wrong with you. It's only a way to control you. It's only a way for her to create chaos, to make you feel bad, to be in control, to manipulate you in feeling anxious, guilty, bad about yourself, and needing to rely on her, and all of that. None of it is true. You're an amazing person, and comparison doesn't help anyone ever. It's actually, it's not. It's not a helpful dynamic. So when she does that, the best thing to do is just, I don't want to hear it. Yeah, whatever, that must be. I'm very happy that that person is so great, but I don't want to hear it. It's nothing to do with me. I don't want to hear it. So please stop talking about it. I don't want to hear it. If you continue talking about it, I'm gone. Set your boundaries. When available, warn the other person of the possibility of this dynamic, so they'll be prepared for it when they engage with your mother. Like if you're bringing a new partner in your family dynamic and you know that this is something your mother does, you want to warn them. You want to let them know, look, this is what my mother will try to do. My thing when she does that is I don't engage, so please, I'm asking you to do the same thing. When she tries to do that with you, you tell her, I'm sorry, but I'm not engaging in this. And warn them, warn your friends. When you start becoming aware that this is a thing, any person that you're bringing, if you're still in contact with your mother, if you still have relationship, which includes bringing, you know, your boyfriend over, your girlfriend over, your best friend over, or things like that, warn the people that you're bringing over that this is a dynamic that happens in your family. Expose it. Expose it. Put it out there. Or even if your mother is doing it and you're there with this person and your mother is actually trying to bring in another person that is not in the room and gossip about them, you can literally just turn around and go, well, this is something my mother does all the time. So yeah, we're not going to engage with this conversation. Thank you, Mom. Let's move on. So that's all about triangulation for today. If you have any questions on this, share them with me via email. If you have any specific situation of triangulation that you would like to see discussed on this podcast or explained on this podcast, let me know. Reach out. Send me an email, mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. Don't forget to download your free roadmap to boundary setting from the description of this episode. And with that, I'm going to send you lots of love. Wish you a wonderful week, and bye for now.